First of all, the vision, it's here. It's here. It started years ago. But the whole topic today is sort of what helps you manage all the moving pieces of what you have to do to be successful. And there's always a beginning when it happens. I remember growing up, and a lot of people didn't really understand this. I grew up in Clairton, Pennsylvania. It was a steel town on the river. Dad was 45 years in the steel mill. Mom, she was a professional ice skater that taught to earn extra income. We played in the alleyways. We threw the ball around. We were allowed to get out and play until the streetlights came on. Okay? It was awesome. And in the neighborhood, four doors down, in the row homes that I lived in, was a young man by the name of Jimmy Kelly. And Jimmy Kelly played football at Clairton High School. And he went on to get a scholarship at the University of Notre Dame. And he was the talk of the community. He was a tight end. Man, I believe that was my first dream. I wanted to be like Jimmy Kelly. I wanted to go to a big university on a big stage. I really wanted to do this. So that was my first dream. Because Dad, my brother, and I, we watched the Pittsburgh Steelers growing up. And all right, I'm happy to hear that. But anyway, in that whole process, football was introduced to me. Well, one day, I was now in eighth grade, I was in the alley, and up the alleyway came this huge car, and it was Jimmy Kelly. And Jimmy Kelly just got drafted in number one to play in the National Football League. And I said, I want to be like Jimmy Kelly. So my dream started to come together. I didn't really know what was going to happen or how it would turn out. But I have to tell you, through that dream, I started to see myself as that athlete. I played in high school. I kept my grades up, and I got a scholarship. I went to the University of Michigan. And the beautiful thing was, in that whole process, I didn't realize this. I began seeing myself after the dream began, actually on the field. I started to see the people. I started to see the wins, and I started to see the championships develop. And the amazing thing about that, I took my dream to another level. I wanted to play professional football, but I was way too small. In fact, the computers didn't even register me to play offensive center in the NFL. I was too small. My arms were too short. You know, didn't matter that I had a great college career. Nobody drafted me. But I said, I'm going to play anyway. Can't stop me. And then, after leaving the University of Michigan and majoring in business and then economics, I wasn't quite good enough to stay in the School of Business. The dean asked me to leave the School of Business. But I ended up seeing myself one day in a corner office in Philadelphia and being a successful businessman, you know? But I want you to know, it all started with a dream and narrowing it down to where I saw myself in these places. And so when I start talking about where I've been and where I come from, to play in the largest stadium in the United States at the time, at 104,000 people sold out every weekend. To be able to move on to play for the Philadelphia Eagles and help them build the team that went to the Super Bowl in 1981. And then my business dream to come true, to work with Market America side by side, being an integral part of the team that helped drove the success story. It's amazing. It all started. And the ripe old age of 28, my mother said, you should probably think about getting married. I had to be very careful not to dream too hard about that. Because I knew once I started to see myself married, it might happen. My mother helped me along. She even told me the woman I should marry. And I did. From Nancy came my two beautiful daughters and a great family chemistry. They grew up entrepreneurs because their father and mother were entrepreneurs. Their dreams started to open up. And then the families grew. You know, throughout my whole life, I've been surrounded by women. I don't mean that in a sense. I mean my dog, my cats, my daughters, you know, et cetera. I even work with a lot of women today, okay? But the point is, I got men in my life. They got married. It was awesome. And before you know it, it began to grow, and then I became a grandfather. The most amazing thing in my life because... How many grandparents do we have here? All right. We are the new 30, okay? I just want you to know that. All right, for the millennials and the Gen Zs that are coming up, we are everything you are and so much more, okay? Just remember that, and it ain't gonna change. Why? Because we got that experiential learning curve. Just remember that. Just remember that. And anything you discover, we'll do. And we'll do it better because of the experience we have. But you know what? Listening to Kevin and what he had to say up here and all the speakers that came up, the business really is just the business. He said something that was so powerful. It's part-time, but not spare time. And I couldn't, that just rings a bell with me because many of you don't even know when you work this business. You work it whenever you can. You know, the one thing that whenever you start to talk and have the conversation, your businesses will grow like my family has grown, okay? So when you start thinking about all the different things that happen in your life, everything starts with a vision. Now, you start with the dream, but we've got to hone it down. You start thinking about things, and what I'm going to focus on today is a portion of the book that I wrote with Vince Papale called The Last Laugh, Vision to Victory, because I think it's perfect for anybody in our industry, our business, because everybody doesn't believe you're going to be successful. And we want to make sure you get that last laugh. And it was important to us to be able to share some insight to that. Now, we all have many, many dreams that we work with. And there's something that I want you to know. That is the way it should be. We never want to stop dreaming. As we grow older, we limit our dreams. The testimonial you heard before, she began to dream again. Life is so much better with dreams. But we have to be very careful that our dreams do not stay out in the fantasy world. And that's why working with the vision of what we put out there narrows the scope on where we're going. So if you take your dream and you hone it in to see you right in the center of it, and you see yourself in the middle of what you always wanted to be, it will happen. Your mind will begin to internalize, and that crazy subconscious that we fight with constantly on whether you can or whether you can't, and as we've heard it so many times, whichever way you believe, it's true. And you see, I come from a background of I cans, and I am totally into people challenging me. That's why I'm so in tune and so grateful for those of you that go out and meet your local challenges, that meet your district challenges, that meet the regional challenges, and ultimately, as these people in the front row has met their national challenges, to be recognized not because of pin levels, but by performance. Meritocracy is what it's all about. It's about recognizing people doing the things that are necessary for success in the vision that you have created. We don't recognize people for listening to audios. Really? We don't recognize people for saying hello? No, we don't do that. We recognize people for collecting the money and selling the product. We recognize people for showing the plan and booking the appointment afterwards. If we keep a level playing field in the recognition that we do on course to get to where you want to go, it's all going to work out because it will force the environment. I look at the people here, Julie, Colin. I look at the people, Brandy, Frank, Elizabeth, Kevin Buckman, Carl, Phil. I look at these people. These are my friends. Kevin Buckman, if he didn't take a second look at my wife, he would have never been in this business. Okay? However, he's been my dearest friend for so many years. I get to work with that guy. You know, and you start thinking about Elizabeth. I think about Elizabeth. Elizabeth and I, we were on a beach together in 1992. And it was the most amazing thing because all of a sudden, Jim Reininger, Lauren Reininger, you, myself, Tony and Pam, I mean, all of a sudden the first people in the business were being recognized for the production of what was going on. 1992, 93.
It was 93.
Okay, we're on the rides too. Was that in Ocean City?
Yes.
But don't you remember the cruise that
yeah.
I showed you the picture, you
yeah.
in the bathing suit?
Yeah.
Anybody want it? I mean, but the whole... she still is amazing. The whole point that I'm saying here, the relationships that you build, Sharon, how many years? The relationships that you build here, it's not impersonal. It's real. It's real with people with the same types of beliefs, and that's why the vision is so important. Your vision aligns you with like-minded people that are not trying to get anything from you, but only to lift you to where you want to go. So I wanted to talk about that more to you today, okay? It's important, it really is. So when I talk about the Victor's Code, when Vince and I created the code, it was something that we wanted to build a system of principles that would stand the test of time. We didn't want to be the latest thing. You know, yeah, I know technology has changed the world today, and Melanie, you did a great job this morning. You did wonderful. I'm very proud of you. All of the speakers are doing a great job. The thing that I'm seeing right now that we have to remember is these principles that will last the time are principles that are fundamentals. It's sort of like you have your first child. They have to learn to pick their head up. Then they learn to what? Roll over. Then all of a sudden they crawl. Then they walk. Then they run. That is exactly what we're doing here. Do not set your expectations in a way that are unrealistic. So we wanted to keep you grounded in that perspective. So if you look at the code, it's wisdom that guides one's success. Sometimes learned from others. Sometimes learn from your own experience, and oftentimes learn through pain and failure. And you know what? The saying that we talk to is hurry up and fail is the fastest way to success. Those of you that are trying to wait until you know everything, you'll still be waiting when we're at the top of the mountain. And you got to remember to make that happen. So it's very, very important. You betcha. Jump in. Don't put your toe in. Jump in. Okay? I will say this to you. I want to give you some examples of new friends that I have met now that I respect. Ken Mock, a great movie director, producer. He was responsible for bringing out the American's Next Top Model, the movie Joy, the movie Invincible, many, many other movies. He's now a relationship that we've built through the interview of the book. Everybody looks at him at this huge success. But they don't know the fact that when he came up with the idea to move forward with the America's top next top model, that his best friend was sabotaging everything that he was doing. Everything. And he developed a code. The code that you have to eliminate people in your life who are negative. You gotta get them out of there. It's hard. But they will suck you dry. They will drain everything out of you. And they're not about you succeeding. They are about them succeeding at your expense. Another guy, Pat Croce, an amazing guy. He was a physical therapist, went on to start his own physical therapy shop, had 36 of them. Next thing you know, he's an amazing guy. He's a former president of the Philadelphia 76ers, wrote 7 books. He's an amazing entrepreneur. And the thing that so many of us didn't know, that he didn't know if he could open so many physical therapy shops. He didn't know that he could be the president of the Philadelphia 76ers. And so he did it anyway because that was his vision. That was his dream. That was his direction. He honed it down. But people don't know, as soon as he took the 76ers over, the general public wanted to hang him. They basically demanded a meeting because the 76ers were such a poor team, that they brought him out and basically just walloped him, and he just took them over. So when I thought about you, I thought about your decision to do this business and how people wallop you. But through his process, they went on to become a champion team. Now, you know, when you start thinking about what he brought to the table, I love this. You can only accept what is. When you fiercely accept how the universe is unfolding, you see it as something you need. The universe isn't doing it to you, it's doing it for you. I think that's so powerful that we recognize things do happen for a reason. You're here for a reason. You may not be the most happy camper for being here today, but we're going to give you enough information that we might just help you believe that you can have whatever you want. And if you believe and you turn that dream to a vision, I think you're well on your way. And thank you. This is one of my neighbors in California. I have a home out there, Mario Hemingway, the most amazing, fit 60-year-old I've ever met. That's how she looks, all right? Now, the thing you see her as, an Academy Award winner, nominated actress, best-selling author, activist, environmentalist, I mean, she's into everything. But what you don't know, she comes from a family where depression was so, so big that there were suicides in her family. And she grew up with the fear of not wanting to be like that when she grew up. And then she took advantage of that and understand to me, she says, it's all about understanding your past so that you can maximize your future. If you are avoiding your past, it's wrong. You need to recognize what your past was, learn from your past, and excel and exceed than what was in the past. And that's what we can do. No matter where we were in life, now you have a new family. Now you have a new group of people that care. And now if we all contribute to the family will thrive. And that's why we all have to work together, okay? Her message again, know your past so you know where to go in the future, all right? Big, that was so important to me. Now, you have to imagine getting to meet these people, building a relationship, and take the value that they're able to give as it relates to what you've learned in your own experiences. How about this guy? J.R. Reitinger. I mean, when you start thinking about today, Kevin and I just came from his home. We spent 2 days with him. Business innovator, all right? He's the owner, the majority owner of a billion-dollar company. And we all know a billion is more than a million, okay? And then owner of a world-class yacht. He is the owner of the first yacht that was ever made in the capacity of a jet ski, a 210-foot jet ski. I want you to think about that. 4 turbo rocket engines driving it. Goes faster than any motor yacht on the market. Now, we just have to remember that he makes our convention and world conference. That's what we have to get to make sure that comes around. But he's a visionary. But, you know, a lot of people forgot that when he first developed binomial marketing, when he went to change an industry, if you didn't know, our first mission was to change an industry so that the average person could realistically and actually become a success if they could only follow the system. But people didn't believe him. People didn't believe him. It was not easy, but he did not quit because he knew it was a vision and a creation that its time has come and that he was going to make it work. Just like every one of you in this room has the ability to make your unfranchised work. And there's no limit on where you can take it. Remember that. He says, thank you. He talks about valor. He talks about the courage that it takes to what Kevin was talking about, for what Melanie was talking about, for what you heard up here, Dr. Dutchess talk about, what Brandy talk about, the courage to take that first step, to get engaged. I have a saying, there's three words that I absolutely love. Engage, enlighten, empower. I love that because that's what I do each time I meet a new person. I want to engage them. I want to give them what I've learned, and I want to empower them should that be the direction that they go. These are little things that we think about. I'm very fortunate. Vince Papale, my dear friend and co-author of the book, his wife is a former Olympic athlete, a gymnast. She was also a head coach at the University of Pennsylvania and also at Penn State University, teaching women both in gymnastics and diving. And the most intriguing thing, has anybody ever been on the, is it the parallel beam? Balance beam, all right? All right, yeah, you have. Awesome. Now, I stood on it. I stood on it, and I'm like this, right? And I chose this picture here for the reason on, I said, Janet, that was your specialty. Getting up there alone was challenging. Getting off of it is challenging, but what you did on that 6 inches of plank or whatever it is nothing short of amazing. And she said it was laser focus. She saw nothing except that large area to land on. She saw herself each foot plant, the next, the spins. She saw it all before it happened. I believe you have to see yourself where you're going, and you can do that too. So I want to talk about vision. It's just one of the codes, but it's our first one, vision to victory. So I want to go, and I want to start and give you some tips. Now, you can get this worksheet. I created a worksheet for you. It's at DennisFranks.com, and just go to the blog section, and you'll see this worksheet. You can download it, and you can do a coring with it. You can do it yourself. It does have many of the things that we talk about in our goal statements and how to build it, but it's nice for you to go back. So what do I want? That's the most important thing. When you start thinking about what you want, this is not an easy task. You really have to take some time. And, you know, I start thinking about this, and we sat down, Nancy and I, and it took days because we really didn't know what we wanted. We had to sort of vet through things. So we started with having some fun. Let's get away, okay? And I recommend this. Let's get away. Let's go somewhere beautiful. Let's bring something inspirational, a book, audios, movies, whatever that's gonna like help you begin to become your creative self. And you wanna write everything down, even the silliest things. I remember things that we wanted, the list was probably 8 pages. I mean, everything from Christian Dior shoes, that was not me, to an amazing purse that she wanted from Chanel. I mean, anything she wanted, she wrote. Anything I wanted, I wrote, okay? So we went through that. Now, I put this up here. This is the current head coach of the University of Michigan. When we interviewed him, he said something really powerful. He said, you need to set your dreams and goals so high that everybody laughs at them. If nobody is laughing at your dreams and goals, then you haven't set them high enough, okay? Now, powerful, powerful. Hey, You don't want to be a director and you want to go right to field president? God bless you. $100,000 a month is a good thing. Okay? Don't let anybody tell you what you can and can't do, but you got to really understand why you want it. Don't just blurt it out. You got to understand why you want it. Now, you definitely got to remember what you don't want. Okay? Now, one of my dear friends, Bonnie Church, says, I really like this picture. This sort of looks like you if you didn't have success. And she says, I don't mean to offend you, but it sort of reminded me you broke. Now whether it's fear of failure, you'll never see me there. I will definitely have color-coordinated blanket for sure. The point that I'm saying here is, you've got to know what you do not want. Now, what do I mean? Well, there is a power in positive thinking. There is a power in negative thinking. And once again, I saw a cute skit that Elizabeth did, and this is so her angel and devil approach. well, maybe you'll share that. Yeah, all right. So it's about your conscience and how you feel and your subconscious, things you can do, things you can't do. Big, big influences on your life. And you've got to put your head in the right place. Also, you have to think about how life would be if I didn't attain that goal. Think about it. Because, you know, everybody doesn't need $100,000 a month. I think a lot of you would be very happy with a residual income of $2,500 a week. You know, whether you do anything. And that's a national supervisor coordinator. But no matter the number, you got to justify it. That's exactly what has to be done. And I'm looking here, Jackie, I'm sorry, I didn't see you earlier. For whatever reason, you're supposed to be in another region.
Everywhere.
All right, another dear friend, Jackie Blasco, love you to death. All right, and the thought of not having something, is it painful? Is it painful? Because if you don't have that feeling, it shouldn't be on your list, all right? Also, you have to remember, in addition to the vision, in addition to what you want and how you build your statement of what you're doing, when do you want it by? Okay? There's something called the Parkinson principle. The Parkinson principle is something that if you say, I have to get this project done by next Friday, or if you say, I have to get this project done by May 31st, okay, that's exactly when it will be done. So it's better to compress the time. Go, who says this? Go berserk for 90 days, okay? JR says that. And really put to work what you want, what you've listed in that vision statement, because I will make this very clear. It's better to build fast than slow. And I'm going to tell you one thing you may not like to hear, but in success, you got to think about this, there's no balance. You've got to juggle the balls, okay? But you have to focus on that path that you're going to. And you have to somehow learn how to do everything else with that focus, staying in front of the parade. Now, men, do not get upset when I say this. I recruit predominantly women because a woman on a mission is unstoppable. All right. Now, you need to think about this very clearly. Being a man myself, I would sharpen the axe and go have a beer. Okay? And forget the chop. All right. And Kevin and I have done that in the past. And a day later, I said, were we supposed to cut wood? You know? But the point is very clear. You have to have that vision. You have to have that direction. So what are my tips on that? A vision without a deadline is just a dream. Not that dreams are bad. Dreams make you feel good. But you have to get a deadline going there. And timelines create urgency. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the most frustrating thing about bringing a new partner in and they don't have urgency to get to where they want to go. All right? And so that's why you're going to learn over the rest of today and tomorrow the things that will create urgency. Urgency creates focus and resourcefulness. I love when I have pressure. Some people say, I hate all this pressure. You're thinking wrong. That pressure is basically making you come up with creative choices to accomplish those things. Don't let pressure ever throw you off in this arena. Pressure is nothing more than telling you to get up and get something done. You've got a timeline, and the timeline and what you want creates the pressure. And you got to learn to deal with it if that's really what you want. But what I say on the last slide, if it's not painful, then you should probably take it off the list. Okay? So do you see how these things connect in what we do? For example, coming into the business, and I want you to know, you're hearing from a lot of successful people, and not one person is 100% correct. Whatever they tell you works. What you have to do is pick and choose what's going to work for you. Don't leave here with 100 pages of notes. Leave here with three things you're going to do to change your business in the next 30 days. Okay? So here is what I like to do. Once we come in, nothing's more important to be a product of the product. Did everybody hear me say that? But that was old way to say that. Today, it's about let's do a shopping assessment and identify the products that you need to build a shopping annuity, which will start with your auto ship. Next, we're going to take the products that you love and get a customer, all right? All of these things, we're going to work to 10 customers. Why? Base 10. But we know that you can't just get 10 customers. You've got to get like 25 customers to get 10 repeat customers. So you don't stop at 10. And what are you going to do when your customers become a partner? You have to get a new customer. How easy is that? You're always going to balance 10 repeat customers. And if two become partners, hallelujah, go get two more customers. All right? So now, then you want to move with activation. Nothing was more exciting than sponsoring my first person into the business and then my second. I was set up to champion two organizations. That's it, two. And we focus on personally growing and bringing those people to another level. My first commission check. Who remembers their first commission direct deposit? Okay. We remember our first paper checks. All right. That was one of my first goals, to see if my check would cash. You didn't know JR when he was just dreaming about a boat. He didn't even have a vision of the boat at the time. All right, so all of these things are important. Now notice this. I'm building the business. I'm getting my second check. I'm becoming an executive coordinator. I'm becoming a senior master. I am still building my business before I'm becoming a shopping annuity master member. I'm just going to make this very clear. We have never said to be a shopping annuity master member before you are a successful unfranchise owner. I want to make that very clear. You work your business first, get the cash flow going, and you keep building onto your shopping annuity. It's very important. But the shopping annuity begins when you start the business by becoming the product of the product. And yes, we do believe we are going to change the way people shop and create the economy of the future. We are not wavering on that. But for some reason, the message came out a little bit silly to you. All right? Now, you can use the shopping annuity, and you can use it to attract people to the business, but you better qualify them to make sure that they see the plan, because if you don't agree with the plan, you can't have a shopping annuity. Does everybody understand that? All right, so that's really important to remember. Use that shopping annuity for the bait. Come on, baby, because we're going to change the way people shop. Are you getting paid to earn? And you're going to hear some great things from Carl Eklund later today. Now, all of this works and works and works. But as you start that vision statement happening, you've got to vet every part of your vision. You've got to ask yourself, do you believe that it's possible, okay, to achieve this goal? You got to believe that, all right? Do you have a strong desire to achieve this goal? Is the timing right? Am I ready to find and invest in what I have to? Because the best investment is what? You. Okay, you keep getting paid on your investment. Also, am I willing to create and commit to my action plan? This is where people, unfranchise owners, my members of the family, okay, write things down that they don't mean. Instead of being woman enough or man enough to say, I can't do all this. So that they can say, this is what I can do. Because if you do work with me, I'm real good about pressing your pain. What do you mean, Dennis? Well, bottom line is, if you really wanted to do this so that you can put your kids in private school, and you don't do what you say you're going to do, I'm going to say, I guess you don't love your kids. What you're clearly telling me, you don't love your kids. Well, it's been so busy. So you think that you're the only person that's busy? Okay? You got to remember that this is all about what's going on. And you got to feel, what does it feel like to achieve this? See yourself. Can you see yourself to be where you want to be? That's so powerful. If that vision is there, that's like reading the goal statement. Do it over and over again. You know, you can do this. Because when you start thinking about it, then you're going to say, boom, how do you get there? And this part of your vision statement that I'm talking about, if you can't do this for the people you recruit, they will never make it. Okay, look at this slide very carefully. How do I get there? And I think this is where a lot of you fail, because you're okay on getting to the plan. Showing the plan maybe not be your best suit, but if you get questioned on how do I do this in 10 hours or 12 hours a week, you sort of freeze up, okay? So we're doing a breakout tonight on prospecting. If you're around, we'll be here heading it up at 8:15 tonight if you're in the area. But the thing that I want you to know what skills you have to do, know what resources you need, go out of your way to get them. Brandy was talking about, and Catherine was talking about, what we're doing with the new Nutrimetrics overview at the locals, also going with the Nutrimetrics 101 and 102. We're basically spoon-feeding people information so they can make a quality decision. And that's what you're doing through the whole process here. Build the relationships. So, what do I do? Daily disciplines, all right? I happen to like and push for people to contact three people, book one appointment, and that appointment can be to sell product, that appointment can be an ABC follow-up meeting, that appointment can be to you to go out and show the plan, all right? But you want to fill up that calendar constantly. Keep your communications going. Social media, let me say this, no longer than 15 minutes on social media a day. You're making a big mistake camping out. That's not work. Can I just say that? I hate to... Kevin, we live too close together. We're pretty much on the same plane here. Social media is great, but if you're hanging out on social media too long and not calling people and getting in front of them to show the plan and follow up and doing an HPP, social media isn't helping you anywhere, okay? So I just want you to know. And by the way, just between you and I, do you believe everything you see on social media? Because if you do, you should eat everything you see, okay? The whole point is real simple. You got to manage where you're spending your time. Monthly disciplines, sponsor one new partner. One new partner a month? I don't know how many of you here today have sponsored somebody in the last quarter. I don't know how many of you today sponsored somebody last year. If you want to know why your business isn't growing, let's start with distribution. We are in distribution, I believe. Okay, so we got to think about these things. What are we going to do to make that happen? All right, skills, the approach, show, band, the plan, boom, all of these are so important. The shopping assessment, unfranchised management system, you got to know how to do that. The GMTSS, I am so proud of this area to research. I am so proud to see people standing in the back that we don't have enough chairs. But then again, I can only say, did you buy your ticket before you came, okay? But the point is one thing. Is we believe in you, and that's why the global meeting training system is so important, okay? So let's just keep that growing and be a part of it, the relationships. Visions, more visions. You know, there's some stories that people thought I was crazy because my job was to take two or more men down at once. The only way I could figure that out is figure to be a tank, you know? So that's sort of what I look like in my last couple years of playing football. I could fill out a football helmet, couldn't I? And sort of looks pretty much like the tank next to him, but the Envision. I used to run under kickoffs, and back in the day, it was really a big part of running the ball back to have four of your largest people arm in arm in front of that person. My job was to take down the four people, okay? Vince's job was to make the tackle, all right? So I was an L5 and he was an L1. He was coming in from the wing. I would go straight down the middle. I wasn't the fastest runner, but I could get there, okay? The whole point is this. You have to see yourself doing what your job is, what has to be done. All right, I thought this was a great guy to talk about because in his section of the book, he talks about going for it. This is the originator and owner of Amtech, which is a software company that's a $1 billion company. He also is a part owner of the Philadelphia Soul, which is an arena football team. He owns Chicken Soup for the Soul, the brand and the label. He owns multiple. We call him a serial entrepreneur. I knew what serial killers were, but I didn't know what serial entrepreneurs were. But it seems like everything he touches, it goes well. So he has some things about life, and it's about all going after it. I love this guy. You probably have never heard of Brian Rutenberg unless you are into art. He is the world-renowned landscape artist out of North Carolina. I love what he had to say here. Take a look at this. He said, people would ask me, what happens when I don't feel inspired? And his answer was nothing. However, he went to work and continued to paint because continuing to do what you do created inspiration. All right, I thought that was a powerful message. I love that. So don't let mood stop you. Do it anyway. Get through it. Get through it. Heather Mitt was great. She's the wife of A.J. Feely, a quarterback in the NFL. She's a former three-time Olympic gold medalist, has many different things that she goes and accomplishes. She's a TV sportscaster and so forth. This is a woman that is driven with negativity. You know, just say I can't do something or say something that's inconsistent with who I am. I'll show you. Sort of like you, Frank. I mean, it's just like, wow, I'm going to get it done. Now, the whole thing here, I just think these people that are now in my life have given me new inspiration. And you need to know this. I have a new vision statement for 20 more years. All right, and when you know that, it's because the only limit on my life is here. And I'm never going to limit myself. And I don't want you to ever limit yourself. All right, you just really need to figure that out. Okay? This guy is nothing short of amazing. I went to one of his seminars. I was so impressed, I had to make friends. Okay, Bo Eason was a former number one draft pick for the Houston Oilers, went on and played through 5 years and finished with the San Francisco 49ers. If you ever believe you can't change who you are or what you do, this guy went from professional football player to Broadway star actor. Okay, he spent nearly 15 years in mastering Broadway. In those 15 years, other than a couple little parts, he was never in a casting play until he wrote the play. His answer was, you won't hire me, I'll write my own play. All right? So he wrote his own play with only one person in it, him. The play was called The Runt. It went for almost 2 years on Broadway, and you'll see a movie coming up on The Runt very shortly. So it's a beautiful thing to see how people can change directions if you decide to stay the course once you have the vision of where you want to go. So people say, Dennis, what happens if it doesn't work? Well, I hate to relate this to football. You call an audible. Listen, for those of you that don't know football, okay, you're in the huddle, you come out, and you call the perfect play, but when you get to the line of scrimmage, they are not in the place they were supposed to be. Okay? You gotta understand, we spend a week before it happens, all right, to know if we do this, they do that. We do this, they do that. Well, you come up and we do this, they do something else. So you're at the line of scrimmage and you call an audible. Well, an audible means that you analyze the environment and then you adapt. Well, not only the quarterback adapts, but he calls numbers that tells everybody how they have to change their assignments. And this is happening in less than 5 seconds, okay? Then all of a sudden, you go, all right? So you analyze, adapt, and achieve. Never let obstacles slow you down. Never let obstacles slow you down. Never, okay? You want to get to the point that obstacles are just stepping stones in success. Bring it on. Bring it on. You're going to make me think. You're going to put the pressure on me. We're going to get it done. We're going to get it done. All right? These are things that are so, so very important for you. And Colonel Mannion, amazing guy that Vince introduced me to, he has a mission that he's doing some great things. Every day he's out there. He's waking up to affirm it. His son was shot by a sniper over in Afghanistan. And when he came back in a casket and he was there, he always remembered one thing. His son always said when his mom said, "Why do you have to go back for your third tour of duty?" And his son always said, "If not me, who?" And so his whole campaign is about, if not me, who? So when the tough things come up, somebody has to get it done. And it's great to be that person or great to be associated with the kind of person that's willing to step up to do something that others choose not to do, whether it be because of fear or whether it's outside their comfort zone or whatever they are. But this is another great guy, learning things. And I got to tell you what, no matter what age I am throughout my life, I will always wake up every morning in hopes to learn something new. Because that's just the way we have to do this. Kelly Lee, she's an amazing woman. I was so blessed to be able to meet all these people and get to interviews and get to know them as friends now. Kelly Lee is Korean and helped her family escape from North Korea. Okay, so she went covert. Her and her uncle went in, hired a team of I'll call them supporters, they're probably mercenaries, but supporters, and they went in and they were able to extract their family. This woman is nothing short than awesome. She describes herself as like bamboo that will bend but will not break. She is a best-selling author. She dressed herself as a man for 6 months because she wanted to write a book about to help women understand what it's like to be a man. This woman is just different, and she's so different in a good way that if you ever get a chance to meet her or follow her, she's got some good things to say. But it's like us. We can't break. We can't break. If your vision statement takes you to where you're going to go, you got to go. You got to get there no matter what, okay? So I want to just say this. I want you all to enjoy your last laugh. Give you a little bit of insight. At lunchtime, I'll be out here. You know how important it is to brand yourself. Del Dixon is down here with all the things you need to brand your business. Those isotonic cups you saw up here. You saw a lot of the nice-looking clothes that are here. They're all there. There's also, I brought just a few books with me. I'm happy to personalize them. I'll go out there during lunch. I'll do that for you. And anything that I can do to help you get to a new level, that's my purpose in life. Everything is about you.